The definition of judgment is common sense or to evaluate. Judgment helps us make good decisions by guiding us on how much weight or importance to attach to the various factors of whatever situation we are faced with. And two scriptures, Leviticus 19, 35 through 37.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in metered, in weight, or in measures. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of the Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord.
Part of the idea of this scripture is it likens it to balances, and that's what judgment helps us do, is to know how to balance the various factors. There can be all these things coming at us. How much weight do we attach to each one, and can we do it the way God would have us do it? Make the things important that should be important, and the non-important not important. And John 7:24,
judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Which just shows that that God's judgment is not just by looking on the outside. It's not always whose voice is hollering the loudest that God thinks is the most important, but he has a righteous judgment. Applied to evil spirits, it can help us have the perspective to see what the outcome of the spirit will be, so that we can weigh it out, evaluate it, and want to cast it out. Isaiah 4:4.
When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem in the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
It shows that judgment is involved in overcoming evil spirits. And John 16:8-11.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
Which again shows it takes judgment to judge evil. In decision making, judgment can be used in practical matters that do not require counsel. Judgment gives us common sense by which to make everyday decisions. Exodus 18:21-22.
Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee.
Here it shows the idea that there are different depths of decisions. Different decisions that we make have different amounts of importance. Do I take a second helping of something? It's not something we got to run to council every time we're trying to decide what to eat, but should I change my job, or should I move to Cincinnati, or should I do something really big? That might be a council matter. So growing judgment can help us with the less heavy but still very frequent decisions that we need to make. And also 1 Corinthians 6:2-3.
Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
Here it shows that we have things that pertain to this life. We need to exercise judgment on those things. If we can't even grow the judgment and the ability to make routine, everyday decisions, how in the world are we going to fight any evil angel? How are we going to get our judgment and our other phases of spirit to the point to fight that evil angel? Going on, judgment can even help us weigh out the importance of a decision, to know whether it requires counsel or we can judge it ourselves. Judgment also helps us avoid extremes by making us better able to weigh out or balance out our options and find a more middle ground. In our ministry, judgment helps us evaluate where a person is, their situation, their level of development, so that we will not be unnecessarily harsh, but can balance out how we treat people with the right mixture of firmness and gentleness. Isaiah 1:17.
Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
Isaiah 11:3-4.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
A lot of the scriptures in the Old Testament talk about having righteous judgment toward the poor. And these are people that don't know very much or have very much. And to come in real harsh and land on someone when they don't know much or have much is an unrighteous judgment. And it just shows there's righteousness involved. Yes, there's many other phases of spirit, discernment, and so forth. But part of it is judgment to evaluate where they're at, what they need, how much firmness they need, how much firmness they can bear, and how to bring them on up. And then also Zechariah 7, 9, and 10.
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute to a judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart.
Also Matthew 7, 2.
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again.
This again connects the idea of judgment and measurement as being how things are being balanced out, and the scripture there being to be overly harsh, having some perversion in it, but still the idea is we want to do it in righteousness. We want to do it in God's spirit. And also Matthew 23:23.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Judgment, mercy, faith, and then also love are the four laws of creation. So there has to be a certain amount of judgment used to weigh out and evaluate how we deal with people in order to get something created in their minds.